One of the country's best medal hopes will have to wait another day for a shot at gold. Sailors Blair Tuke and Peter Burling are in first place and are gunning for gold in the 49er. But unfavourable weather has postponed tonight's race. Our reporter Clay Wilson is at the sailing venue and joins me now. So Clay, what's going on there?
Kia ora, Lisa. Yeah, I'm here at Inoshima Harbour, about 50 kilometres southwest of Tokyo. And for those that are watching, we'll see some flags behind me. Earlier, about an hour or so ago, those flags were flapping pretty well and looked like we were going to get some racing. But just in the last half hour, the wind has died down and news through about 30 minutes ago that racing for today has been postponed. So what that means is another day to wait until we get to see Peter Burling and Blair Tuke go for that second gold medal. That race is going to be scheduled for 1:30 local time, 4:30 New Zealand time tomorrow, and it will come before another Kiwi in a medal race, with Josh Jr. in the Finn medal race, fourth in that division, going for a medal as well in his class. So Peter Burling and Blair Tuke sitting in first there with a 4-point buffer on second and third, and a very good chance. But as I say, the wind's not playing ball for now, and we will have to wait tomorrow to see them try and achieve those back-to-back gold medals.
So a bit of an excruciating wait for them. Lisa Carrington's made a huge statement. Bring us up to speed with her day.
Yeah, well, Lisa Carrington's taken on a huge challenge here, taking on four events at these Olympic Games. But we've seen what a dominant athlete she has been in this sport, and we got the first sight of it here today at these Tokyo Olympics. She was up in her specialist event first, the K1 200, a comfortable win in her heat to go straight through to the semi-final, the fastest time of anyone across the five heats in that class. Semi-finals tomorrow, with the final also to follow tomorrow. Then we saw Carrington join Caitlin Regal in the K2 500. They won their heat to move through to those semi-finals. They're going to be tomorrow with the final as well. So potentially a couple of middle chances for Lisa Carrington and Caitlin Regal there tomorrow. Then moving forward further in the week, Lisa Carrington and Caitlin Regal both in the K1 500. That'll be Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, the big boat to finish, the K4, where New Zealand will hopefully at that point be going for four medals in this women's canoe sprint team, which has so much class, led by Lisa Carrington.
Laurel Hubbard is also up tonight. When can people see her compete?
Yeah, well, of course, there's been so much attention on this moment, and it has arrived. Laurel Hubbard up in the women's heavyweight division of the weightlifting tonight. And she's going to go at about 10:50 New Zealand time, so you will have to stay up a little bit later to see this. But everything's going to happen tonight. We're going to have qualifying, and then the medals will be dished out. Laurel Hubbard has nine other rivals in this division, but of course she's very much considered a medal contender, and those medals will be dished out tonight. So no doubt, whatever happens tonight, there's set to be plenty of reaction overnight and into tomorrow about Laurel Hubbard's performance and just what she pulls off as she makes history as the first transgender Olympian here in Tokyo.
Thanks, Clay. It is going to be a late night. That is Clay Wilson joining us from the sailing venue. And as he said, if you were listening rather than watching, few flags in the background, barely fluttering, not enough wind. So Blair Tuke and Peter Burling are going to have to wait until tomorrow.